and they got her bones. It looked like she was just left there. Everybody just left. So they looked like quite a while ago.
What happened that time, they said? That was what the Obama called white man sickness. So like epidemic here. I forgot why they said more time deserted one time. Something happened. It's some silly thing that we would find it silly, no? But in those days they really believed some of the
world. You listening?
Your grandfather was saying that when people got buried down there, they were buried over here?
Mm-hmm. They were buried up further, up on the top of the hill. But they had two gates down there, I don't know.
They buried them, like, right beside their home?
Then after they moved up here, I think they had them.
Before a white man came, that they cremated them, they burned them.
They could have done that to us too, because not the carrier, but the other thing, the one with the Nagarin people. They are the ones that are the ones, the two carriers, because they are the ones that had to carry the their husband bones around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's a pain. back in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they did was just crispy and stuff and whatever. That's why now it hurts me so much to see the jumping. Because, like I said, my grandparents were the most beautiful people I've ever known. Never seen them argue or even running down the road arguing with another person. And yet, later on, when they got older and they knew that they started helping them with a bit of money, so they had money for food. Out of boredom, they started doing these different things that the white people have to offer them.
Mm-hmm.
Drink and go buy shoes. I don't even remember having a pair of winter boots. All the time with funny rubbers. And then we got all the cloth wrapped around our feet. People used to laugh at us. They call them crap towels. There's cloth you wrap around the socks. Maybe later on they have to, but I didn't.
When you went to school with St. Mary's, were there any white children there?
Oh yeah. Mary Sargent, John Sargent's kids.
Mm-hmm.
You are Italian.
So you were probably one of the first ones to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
When I first opened.
Yeah, it was still being built when I was, and I remember just running around and this carpenter was still building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's pretty cool. Then when we got in school with the white kids, they were so keen on coming to visit my grandparents. They would do anything, they'd even give us their lunch or something just to come and visit.
So you got to know them pretty good?
Yeah, very good. They would just sit there and listen to them, even if grandfather did not speak that good English.
Is that the only people that would go over there and visit your grandparents? The sergeant? Father? You may remember? Any other children?
There's quite a few people doing what you're doing at the old. Yes, they did it for their own. But most of them, every now and then, they'll find a book in a bookstore that's written about natives in this area. I've always found a few books on that, something about my grandparents. There's a lot of books for Francis grandparents.
Did he tell you something about that?
Who?
Francis. About his grandparents?
Well, I read a few. Read quite a bit. Yeah, I did too. I lived with Francis. When I moved to Burns Lake, I lived with Francis' parents.
Mm-hmm.
With Francis. And Francis' father has been blind. See, like, the year he got married to Francis' mom was when he got snow blind. And he's been blind ever since, and he's mom had brought up 9 kids.
Yeah.
Herself, craft, did everything. He can do, he can build a house, he can build a shed. And he was in his 30s when he got married, so he had a life. He would tell me all these different stories. You know, I was the first one to live in Copa.
Tell me about Francis. Are they still alive?
The mother is, yeah.
The mother?
Yeah. She's the one who... That's Musa and you could be here.
She's living in Burnside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's pretty old, right?
Yeah, she remembers quite a bit being up in there licking.
You when you moved back here, traveling in around the Hastings, it did change, like in what way, like more people or different people?
Different people, more people and different people. The village was always the same. As a matter of fact, there might be less people when I got back than when I was here before I left. I've got a thing. The people are nice to me. It's best not to see them. Even if you see them, like you meet them, it's just best you just see them. People that I don't see, that are nice, there are very few. When I left, in that short time after I left, and I got back, it was a dog-eat-dog world. It was altogether different. It was so hard to come home and see this.
So even when you didn't burn safe, you thought this was your own?
Now I don't feel comfortable here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've got itchy feet again. I've always moved. This is the longest I've ever stayed put. And also my kids can grow up. Find someplace to go. And to get as much teaching as I can give them in this area.
Do you remember anything from what you hated in the past, and then after you came back?
Yeah, I remember just a few stores then. The Chinese cafe. And when I got back, there were just a few more stores, but they had logging on them.
Do you know who owned it? Maybe Peter Williams it might have something, but he didn't want to talk yesterday.
How come?
I don't know. I thought he might have lots.
He has so much. They're the ones that... Oh, gee, he's the one that should tell you about the olden days when they had ball games.
Yeah.
he was a lot older than everybody, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Might be older than your dad, do you think so?
Just about the same age.
Oh.
Yeah, just a bit older. I think dad said he was about 67. 68.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that I'm married to him, but they can do it on him.
Traveling through the area here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They call them Ariana. We would find bottles, a bunch of tiny bottles or something. Old bottles. Now I've got to figure out where they were. Because I can go and pick them up and I'll pick them up. I think there were lots of bottles and I asked me
that like just white people, huh?
Never.
In Newtown or just in between here and...
Yeah, there was in Newtown there was some... You see that little girl over here?
Mm-hmm.
Just behind Newtown where the falls are? There on there we pick and show there and I saw all these bodies. And she told me what kind of was. I was quite small.
up a 9 mile, did you, were the healing people God picking over there too?
Yeah.
And down, all down?
Yeah.
Pick the ox?
Yeah. Everybody. There's enough berries for everybody. Near camp, you went out further, you were young, near camp, just for the older people.
When you moved back here, was that in 69 you said, eh?
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, did you get involved in any, like, church here, then St. Mary's, because your kids were going to school there, and you get involved with, what do you call that, Catholic Women's League?
Not them, I was pretty quiet for I was brought up in the old ways. I was never the one to speak up. How many hours is it going to get built on reserve? cost of the building, what you needed and stuff like that. I even had to do that.
So your mom should have quite a bit on like her experiences being a young woman, child.
Yeah, because I did, and I had some. Mm-hmm. You got some. I had some when they put me. I don't know what you have to be. You have to understand carrier to sort of understand what I'm. How I can't put it in English. They call it nechadash, they put you on the clothes that you need to do. Well, kids when they did that. They want me to come along, they give us a name and a song. You got comfortable and stuff.
When that happened, did that happen down here in the village?
Mm-hmm. In that old hall that behind that totem pole. There was a big long hall there.
Today?
Yeah, when I was in the village.
Do you remember traveling to Newtown with your parents when you were there? Or grandparents, me?
We walked to Southtown.
Is that sound very big?
Downtown is sort of big. It looks the same, but it's more houses now. We only went to town when we needed sugar or shoes. Thank you.
What stores were in Old Town? Probably just
just the RS or this one and the big. They used to call it China, Sunrise?
Mm-hmm.
Sunrise, yeah.
In Newtown?
Just remember the bar and that's it. Oh yeah, the famous cafe. That's it.
I think he is, because he couldn't remember anything.